The Gemara says we're talking about Bishamat Bedin. We're talking about when the father was still alive, they took him to Bezdin. And Bezdin already was Mechayiv the father to pay the money, to pay the Karen. So therefore it's considered like a Milva Bishtar. So Maria Sakashi Bishamat Bedin, if they went to Bezdin already, Safilu Khemishnami Mishalim, so Pasha then it means that the Bezdin was Mechayiv the father to pay the money, so it should even be a Chiv to pay the Khemish also. How is it possible you only have a Chiv Karen, not a Chiv Khemish? Now, this is the way we have the Gius in the Gemara. Now, really, it's a little of a kasha, because Lechura, if it was Amod Bedin, so really, there's not going to be any answer that the father, if the father admitted, so therefore the father had the Chiv Chaimish, so really the son should have to pay the Chaimish also. Like the our Gemara answer is, the Gemara answer is, Amar Afuna, brother of Yeshua, Lefi Shein Mishalmim Chaimish, Al Kfir Shibit Kakois. You don't have to pay Chaimish when you Kfir on Yeshibit Kakois. Now the question, what does this mean? Like if the father admitted, so there was a chiyuv chaimish, it's not kfiras kakois, it's a real chiyuv to pay the chaimish. And if the case is talking about that the father, when he was alive, did not admit it, so what does it mean there was a moda bedin? What does the moda bedin mean if the father did not admit it, there's no chiyuv at all? So therefore Rashi says we'll not gerish this part of the Gemara at all. But rather the gerish should just be that if there was karka left over, so the Gemara asked the question: if so, ihochi chaimish nami mishalim, why doesn't he have to pay chaimish? So Maryam Ravuna, ihochi mom and gomeru chaimish mishalim. So Maryam said, "If he shame mishalim chaimish akfiru shubikakois." That's true. We're talking about the father left over karka, and since the father left over karka, that's why you have to pay back chaimish, the karen. And now the question is that the son swore false. So why doesn't the son have to pay a chaimish for his shvua that he made? So the answer is, even though true, the son has to pay back the money because the father left over kakois, and this kakois is meshubid. Forget about Omad Bedin, even without an Omad Bedin. But this kark is meshubid. So why doesn't the son have to pay chaimish? He swore false about this chaimish. That's the Gemara's teretz. The fi shein mishalmim chaimish akfir shibik kakois. When you swear on karka, there's no shvu on karka, therefore the shvu is not chal, because we hold ein nishboim ala kakois, so therefore you don't have to pay the extra chaimish. Rav Amaravi says, Hocha b'nai askinon, over here we're talking about, kagoyin shahoyso diskiyo shel oviv mufkedes biyad acherim. In other words, we're talking about that true, the father made the gzela. And the father put the money in the diskiya in a bag, and he gave it to somebody else to hold on to it. So it's called diskiya shel aviv mufkedes biyad acherim. And now when the father died, the son did not know about this. So as far as the sons thought, they really thought that the father did not make the gzela. So therefore the son swore that they, as far as they know, the father did not make the gzela. So therefore, Karen Mishalem Doisa. Later we find out that the money is around, that there's this skewer's bag of money of the stolen goods, somebody else was holding it for the father. So when the sons find out about it, that bag of money, they have to return. Karen Mishalem Doisa. But Chemish Le Mishalem. But the sons do not have to pay an extra Chemish for their Shvua Sheker. The Chiyishtaba, because when the sons made their Shvua, Bekushta Shtaba, they swore true. To all the heavy yada, they taka did not know. They did not know that the father made the gzela. So therefore, as far as they were concerned, they swore the truth. So there's such a shvua, even though lemaisi was a shvua sheker, but they didn't realize it. On such a shvua, you taka poto from paying the chaimish. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf kufhei omer aleph on the two dots. Again, that it says in the Mishnah chutz mipoches. Or a shava pruta b'keren. So if there's left over less than a shava pruta on the keren, then you don't have a chiyuv to return it. But as long as there's at least a pruta left over, then you have to return it. You have to give it to the nigzal. The Amura Papa says loishanu. When do we learn this that you don't have to return it? Loishanu elisheng zela kiyemis. When the chayfet that you stole is not around. Let's say you only stole a toothpick. So if the toothpick is not around, and now it's a question of paying for it, and it's worth less than a shavapruta, then you're potter from returning it. But if the toothpick is still around, then sarak lelech achrov, then you have to return it. Why? Chashinim, because we're afraid, shemetiyaker, maybe this toothpick will become worth more, maybe it'll become more valuable eventually, and it will be worth a shavapruta. Therefore you have to return it right now.
But Ika Diyamri, some say not like that. Then Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Loishino Gzela Kayemis, for Loishino Shein Gzela Kayemis. It does not make a difference whether the Gzela, the Chepitz that you stole, is still around, or whether it's not around. Still it applies the Aloch of the Mishnah, that Einoi Tzorach Lelech Achrov, you do not have to return the Chepitz if it's not worth a Shavapruta. And Lishema Tiyaker Loichashinen, and the Pshat is, we're not afraid that maybe later on this chefetz will, the value will go up and it will become worth a shavapruta. We go after right now b'shas hagzela, or else right now b'shas tashava, it's not worth a shavapruta. Since right now it's not worth a shavapruta, you do not have the chiyuv to return it. There's no chiyuv hashava if the chefetz is not worth a shavapruta. Now those were the cases in the Mishnah. Either with b'shas gzela, it was not worth a shavapruta, whereas even if what you stole at the beginning was worth, but if the nigza was meichel you, and you only have to return part of it, and the part that you have to return is worth less than a shavapruta, in these cases there's no chiyuv hashava. You're potter from returning it, you do not have to give it back to go after the bailam. In both cases it applies the halacha of the Mishnah that you don't have to return it. Right, this is the first, this is the Pshat of Papa. Right, Omar Rabba says like this. Gozal sholosh agudois b'sholosh prutas. Let's say you made a gzela, you stole three bundles, and each bundle was worth a shava pruta. So together you stole three prutas. He's gozal sholosh agudois b'sholosh prutas. For huzlu now became worthless. The omdu al shtayim. Now all three bundles together is only worth two prutas. Now, im hechzeloi shtayim. What's going to be if you return two bundles to the nigzal? So again, the gazlan stole three bundles. At the time when he stole it, it was worth three prutas. Now at the time when you're returning it, the three bundles together is only worth two prutas. And you return two bundles. So the one bundle you have left over is less than a shava pruta. So the shayla is, chayiv lahachzel lo yacheres. So Rav says, yes, you still have to return the third bundle. Even though the third bundle right now is worth less than a shavapruta, but since at the time when you made the gzela, it was worth a shavapruta, therefore you have to return it. And v'tana tuna, I'll bring you a raya like this from a Mishnah. It says, halacha we had before, gozal chometz, the overall of a Pesach. If somebody made a gzela on chometz, before Pesach, and then Pesach went through the overall of a Pesach, that the gazlan has the right to tell the nigzel, here's the chometz I stole from you. Now, taimo tiisa beinai. Why can you say this? Because the chometz is still here. Holesa beinai. If the chometz would not be around right now, afagav dahash delav mamayna. Even though right now, like the chometz on Pesach is not worth a penny, but kivon demikara mamaynu. Since at the beginning when you stole the chefetz, when you stole the chometz last week, it was worth money, you still have to return the value of it. In other words, even though right now, b'shas chazor, let's say on Pesach, the chometz gets lost. So since you stole chometz beforehand, you have a chiyuv to return. Even though right now when you're returning the money, the actual chefetz would have no value to it. So you see, we don't look at the value right now, but rather we look at the way you made the Maisa Gzela. So Ochinami here in the Rebbe's case also, Afagav Dahashta L'Shavapruta, even though right now, after you return two bundles, now the third bundle right now is not worth a Shavapruta, still, Kivon Dimikori have a Shavapruta, but since at the time when you made the Gzela, when you stole these three bundles, each bundle was worth a Shavapruta. So at the time of the Gzela, the bundle was worth a Shavapruta. Boy Shlumei, therefore you have to return it. So we see we don't look at the way it is right now, but we look at the way it was the Shas Gzela. If the Shas Gzela was worth a Shavapruta, you have a Chiyuv to return it.
Yeah.
So Taisa speaks out that Avada was talking about, the question is if the bundle is still around right now. Because if the bundle is not here, so pshita, that's the klal, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim k'shas ha-gzela. You have to pay back k'shas ha-gzela. Since so, at the time when the gzela was worth a shavapruta, pshita, you have to pay back the shavapruta. It's only a question if the bundle is still here right now, so you have to return this bundle or not. Since lemais, it's not worth a shavapruta, maybe you'd be potter. And that he says, no, since Pishas HaGzela was worth a Sheva Pruta, you still have to return it. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rava. Rava asks a question like this. Gozal shtei agudais bepruta. You stole two bundles that together they were worth a pruta. Vihechza loyachas mehen. And later the Gazlan did shuva, like at least halfway, and he returned one bundle. Mahu. So you still have to return the second bundle or not. Again, b'shas hagzeiler even, each bundle was only worth a chatzi pruta. Together it was worth a pruta. Now, he stole the pruta, so at the b'shas hagzeiler, there's a chiv to return these two bundles. Later he returned one bundle. So does he still have a chiv to return the second bundle or not? Because the second bundle, even b'shas hagzeiler, was not worth a sheva pruta. So maybe now he doesn't have a chiv to return the second bundle, maho. Mi amrina do, I say, hashta leka gzeiler, right now there's no gzeiler. Because what's left over is less than Sheva Pruta. So you don't have to return it. Oy Dilma maybe holoi hoda gzela tehevi gabei. Oy Dilma holoi hodar gzela tehevi gabei. But maybe no, maybe he didn't return the gzela that he had. Like Lamais at the time when he stole it, there was a chiyuv to return it. And he didn't return it yet. So maybe he still has a chiyuv to return the second bundle. That was a shayla. Hoda poshta, then he answered back and he said, Gezela enkan, hashav enkan. That's true, you don't have a gezela, but still you don't have hashav either. And you have to have the mitzvah hashava, so chur, you still have to return the second bundle. The Gemara asks though, e gezela enkan, hashav yeshkan. Like if there's no gezela, so then you don't need hashav either. What do you mean to say hashav yeshkan? Like you don't need hashav then. Like if you're telling me now there's no gezela anymore, because the gezela always is a shava pruta. Now what you have left over is only one bundle, that the one bundle by itself is not worth a sheva pruta. So if so, why should you have to return it? So Gemara says, Hochi komar. This is what Rava meant to say. Afal pi shegzela. Ein kan, even though true, this one bundle that you still have right now, by itself it's not called gzela, because by itself it's only worth a sheva pruta. But I'll tell you, mitzvah hashav ein kan. But still, you did not be mekayim your mitzvah hashava. You have a mitzvah hashava sagzela. Because lamait, at the time when you stole it, it was worth a sheva pruta. At the time when you stole this, you stole two bundles, and together the two bundles is worth a sheva pruta. So at the time of the gzela, it's chala mitzvah sagzela for you to return these two bundles. That's your mitzvah hashava. See, even though later you return one bundle, and the second bundle by itself is not called like a gzela, because it's only a chatzi pruta, but since it was already chal upon you at the beginning, a chiyuv to return these two bundles, that's the mitzvah, to return both of them. And that's halacha, you have to return the second bundle. You can't get away just returning one bundle, you have to return the second bundle also. V'yama Rav, Rav says like this, Harei Omru, it was said like this, that Nozir Shegilach, a Nozir we know after the 30 days, he has the mitzvah to take a haircut. He has to shave off all his hair. What about for Shaya Shtei Cyrus? Lo Yosef Leklum. If he took the best haircut in the world, but he left over two hairs, he wasn't a kind of mitzvah. You have to take off all the hair. One is alright. But once you left over two hairs, you're not a kind of mitzvah. Boyi Rav, Rav asked a shayla like this. Gilach Achas, he took a haircut and took off all the hair, but he left over the last two hairs. Now these last two hairs, Gilach Achas, one of them Itaka took the scissors and cut it off. The Noshrachas. And the second one, he just, not with the gluach, not with cutting, he used some. He Noshra, he pulled it out maybe. The Noshra, he pulled it out. He pulled out the second year Maho. What's the locha? Is that called that he took a giluach or not? So Omele, he answered back right away. Omele, Ravachim, Edifla Ravina. Like, of course he's Yaitz, of course it's good. Noze Shegilach, Achas, Komi Boile, Larova. Like, what was your question? If a Noza takes the haircut one hair at a time, if it's good or not, like, of course it's good. So here, first he took a haircut, and he only left over two hairs. Then these last two hairs, the first hair he cut off. So when he cut off that hair, now he's Mekayim Mitzvah Galuach. All he has left over is just one hair. I don't care what he does with that hair. Let him curl it. Let him put him a curler. Whatever he does with it, though, he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah. Right. So what's your question? Because the, like, next to the last hair, the second and last hair, he cut by itself. So what's wrong with that? If a nozzle would take a haircut, each hair cut off by itself separately, it'd also be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So of course he's Yaitzah. What's the question? Omalei, he said back to him, this is my question. Omalei, loitzerichi, you know what my question was? kagoin she noshar achas mehen begilas achas. Here is a good question. He took the haircut and he left over the last two hairs. Now the last two hairs, the first one of them he pulled out, and then the second one he made a gluach. He cut it. Is the yotze the mitzvah now or not? Lamaisa, he made a gluach on all the hairs. Just one hair he pulled out. Just one hair was noshra. So maybe it's yotze the mitzvah, or else no. Because Lamaisa, the Geluach, the first Geluach, left over two hairs, that's not called the Mitzvah Geluach. So you have a Mitzvah Geluach on these last two hairs. Now that you were Noshra, so you don't have the Mitzvah, maybe you don't have the Mitzvah. Mi Yarminadu, we say, Hashtu mi Yuholeka Seir. Right now he doesn't have any Seir. So Lamaisa is Yotzeh the Mitzvah. He has no hair left. All the hairs taken off. The last two, one was pulled out, one was cut off, but he has nothing left. So maybe he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Oiduma Holav Geluachu. Maybe it's not called the Geluach though. No, it's not Yotzeh the Mitzvah. He didn't make a Geluach here. The Mikoro, the first type of the haircut he made, Horshaya Shtei Cyrus. He left over two hairs. So that was not called the good Geluach. Fahashta ki Gilach, Lehevi Bei Cyrus. Now at the end, when he comes back to it, he doesn't have two Cyrus left over. He first pulled out one. So therefore, since he pulled out one, when he comes to make a Geluach, there's not a shear of a Geluach, like Rashi says. Kishabola Galeach Enkan Shir Giluach. Mashma Shir of a haircut is you have to cut off at least two hairs. Or there has to at least be two hairs there to cut off. If you don't have two hairs to cut off, if you only have one hair to cut off, so that one hair is not called the Giluach. So in such a case, he won't be Yotzeh the Mitzvah then. That was the question. Hoda question, then he answered back, Seir Enkan Giluach Enkan. Since he doesn't have two hairs left at the end, when he's doing his last Giluach, so he's not Yotzeh the Mitzvah's Giluach. Seir Enkan, Giluach Enkan. So Gemara asks why. He's Seir Enkan if there's no hair then the opposite. Giluach Yeshkan. Chur, if there's no hair, so then it should be, you do have the Giluach, you do have the haircut. So Gemara says, Hochi Komar. This is what he meant to say. Afal pi shesar Enkan, even though he has no hair left on his head, but you should know, Mitzvah's Giluach Enkan. For Akoponim, he did not do the Mitzvah's Giluach. Because the first haircut that he took, he still left over two hairs. So that's not called the Geluach. Now when he comes to take care of the last two hairs, if he would have cut it the first one, it would be good. But he didn't cut it. He was Noshri. He pulled it out. Or with a Sam, he just took it. With Sam, he took it off. What saith? So when he comes to make the last Geluach, one hair by itself is not called the Geluach. So therefore, he does not have the Mitzvah Geluach. He's not Yotzeh the Mitzvah. He'll have to wait till all his hair grows back again, and then take another haircut. The Yomar Rabba says like this. Harayomru was said like this. Chovius shenikva. We have a barrel shenikva that has a nekif, a barrel that has a hole in it. V'sasmua, and then you made a steamer. You plugged up the hole. V'sasmua shmorim. The sediments of the wine are clogged up the hole. So hitzilu shno is called good clogged up. Now it's called a closed barrel. And there it's matzul mishum tuma. So Makloik is exactly Russian Tosfos, what type of tum, what type of mechit we're talking about here. The kids say there's a mace there. We want to know, is this called an oil that stops the tumor from going up? So like this, if there'll be a hole in the barrel, the tumor will go through it. Now that you don't have a hole in the barrel, the tumor does not go through, it's matzah. Boy, Rovi has a question like this. Agav chetzi yomahu. Let's say you had a nekiv, you had a hole there in the barrel, and now you only clog up half of the hole. Agav means lashon of a magufa, you put a cover on half of the hole, that's all. Half is still a hole and half is clogged up now. Maho, is that good or not? So Rashi learns agav lashon magufa, agav chetzia. Means hoyeba tachte siya nekev latame. First it was a shear of a nekev there to make the tumma go through the kli. And a kli of makabal tumma. Eina chaitzitz, mafnea tumma. The agav betit chetzia, now you clogged up half of it with it. Maho. Do we see me Amrina and Hashtu me Yuleke Shir Nekev? Right now there's no shear of a Nekev, so Tumah can't go through. I Dilma Lysosim Shir Stima. Maybe you didn't make a good steamer though. Since you only covered up half of the hole, not the whole hole, we look as if the hole is still there. And if you have the whole hole there, that's enough of a shear that Tumah could go through. This is the way Tosfos learns. That the Shailu is if this Nekev is big enough for the Tumah to go through. The way Tosfos learns, talking about if you have a Kli in a room that there's a mace there. If you have a mace in the room, so any kalim in the room becomes tamei. Blocha, but the loch of tamid of psil of the mukefet tamid psil, that the thing is clogged up. If the barrel, if the kli cheris is sealed up, closed tight all over, then the tumah doesn't go in. But if you have a nekif in the barrel that the tumah could go in, then the tumah goes through the nekif. There the question, and there's a size how big the nekif has to be. There the question is, first the nekif was big enough for the tumah to go through, and now you assess some half of it. So the question is half of the steamer called a good steamer, a good plug there? Is it called a good plug or not? Still called like the nekif is there, the tumah goes through or not? That was his question. Omalei Rav Yehim L'Rav Ashi, Lav Mishnah Seinu Hizu? Isn't this the Mishnah? What's your question? It's a Pharisee Mishnah. This now we learned like this. Chav Yishenikva, you have a barrel that had a hole in it, V'sasmu Shemorim, and the sediments of the wine clogged it up, Hitilu, it's matzil. Pokeka B'Zmora, let's say you clogged it up with the Zmora, with the leaves of the vine, with the vine, Adshe Yimrach, until you smooth it out there, that's good. What about Hoyu Boshtayim? Let's say you had two Zumaris there. So you had two stalks there, two vines there. Achiyimrach ben Asdodim. You also have to smear it in good in between the two vines. Ubein Zumar lechaverto. And you have to smear it good. You have to close it up very good. So the kids, what do we see here? Taima demarach. Only because you smeared it up very good all over. Not just time you put the leaves there, the branches there, but in between the branches also you put tit like cement. You made a very good steamer, that's good. Holay morach, but mashmi if you did not put the cement like the tit in between it, loy, it's not called a good steamer. The question is, am I? Why not? True, there's some space there, but for tehevi ki agav chatzia, let it be like you did half. Let it be like you clogged up half the hole. If you're telling me now when you clog up half of the nekev, that's enough. There also, when you put this murus, the branches there, even though it's not airtight, but still, let it be like at least half is clogged up. So Gemara says, no, Amri, I'll tell you, what does one have to do with the other? There's no proof in that Mishnah. Hossam over there, that Mishnah's talking about, Eloi morach, if you don't put the cement, the glue, in between the branches, loikoi, it won't stay at all, it'll fall out. So that's not cool to steam at all. It's not enough to put things in there, but if they'll fall right out, that's not called a good steamer. That's where there you have to smear it down very good. But agav, here we're talking about that you're putting a cover in half of the barrel. Chetzia b'midi dekoi koi. We're talking about you are clogging up half of the barrel with something that will stay there. So you could have a barrel halfway closed up. So maybe here the steamer is called a good steamer. See if we have no proof. See if he's not pushing the shalom from the Mishnah. He's not pushing the shalom. Do you clog up half of the hole? Is that called a good steamer or not? He doesn't have a proof. So Yama Rava, Rava says like this. The Yama Rava, Hare Omru was said, Gozal Chometz, the overall of a Pesach. If somebody stole Chometz, and then it passed by Pesach. Is Oymaloi, the Gazan has a right to say back to the Nigzai, Shinoh, Hare Shalach Lufanecho. Here's the Chometz, I have a right to give back the Chometz. Even though it's not worth anything right now, it's also Bahano. But since this is the same Chepetz that you stole, you have a right to return it. Boy, Rav has a question like this.